There goes the full-time whistle. He lifts Jimmy Brennan. In the air does Michael Murphy. The Donegal bench is out. And, well, as you can hear, the Hills of Donegal comes on. It's fantastic scenes here in Kelowna's once again. Donegal are back.
Donegal certainly are, and you know, totally deserving winners. Fantastic performance from Donegal today. To score 124 in an Ulster final is a massive score, so it is. So Donegal, as we spoke about, can take an awful lot away from this game, going into the Super 8. They can now prepare themselves for the next challenges that lie ahead. But today is a day of celebrating for the players and the people of Donegal. It's been an absolutely fantastic performance from the first minute to the last. And yeah, we did concede, Donegal did concede a couple of goals in the last 10 minutes, but the game was well beyond, Gavin, at that stage, and the scoreline does not reflect Donegal's dominance throughout this game. From the very first whistle, they've been the better team.
Suppose after last year, you know, ending not badly from a Donegal point of view, they're just disappointed. They come back into the league, they're out of Division 1, they're in Division 2. They churned out a really a couple of good professional performances towards the end. They won the league in Division 2, they're back to the Division 1. They came into Ulster under the radar a wee bit. Tyrone were the favourites for Ulster. Well, Donegal, look, they did what they did against Tyrone. They did it again today against Cavan. Where does that leave them now, Brendan?
It leaves them in very good stead. They're going to go into the Super 8 with great confidence. Listen, the team is becoming more settled. We're looking at options. We're looking at a Donegal team that's capable of kicking scores from all areas of the pitch. I think when something like 11 people score today for Donegal, 11 players score for Donegal, that's phenomenal. They've threats from all areas of the field, like Ryan McHugh, Owen Bangalore coming from the two half-back positions. Angles of the run, fantastic. Huey McFadden was absolutely fantastic in the middle of the field, as was Jason McGee. Half-forward line of Kieran Thompson, Niall O'Donnell, Jamie Brennan, named the half-forward line, but plays inside Wayne Lenoir. Ended up at 1-4. Absolutely brilliant performance from Jamie again today. Michael Murphy, there are not any more superlatives that you can say about Michael Murphy. He is just one of the top players in Ulster, in Ireland, over the last number of years. The way everything he does is just phenomenal, and I wouldn't have enough time to praise him enough. Patrick McBeardy getting back to his best, you know, but listen, I was really impressed with Paddy McGrath today playing cornerback. He was marking there Tally's man Darren McFeely, did an absolutely fantastic job, and particularly in the first half when it was needed and Cavan needed to get into this one somewhere. Neil McGee solid as a rock at the back, as was Stephen McMenamin. And you listen, Sean Patton in goals. You can say what you like, but the modern game demands a keeper that can find his own man with kickouts, and Sean Patton did that on so many occasions today that he left it easy for the rest of the team.
Well, your comparison is Raymond Galligan. Unfortunately, not the day for Raymond. He just couldn't get the kickouts. Couldn't master them, as in Donegal were able to do that. Sean Patton was able to pick out his man, find him in space, give him a pass that he's not going to lose, or not going to put him under pressure. It's just so important. Donegal, that, obviously, Brendan, that's a platform you need.
100%. We saw the platform. Now, we watched Sean Patton kick them just down to Paddy McGrath, who's one of the smallest men in the field, and he was able to kick it over two or three men so Paddy could nearly catch it in his chest. That's quality kicking. On the contrary, you look at Raymond Galligan, and listen, I'm not having a go at Raymond Galligan, but his kickouts put his team under pressure so many times in the first half that they were on the back foot continuously. At one stage, Donegal kicked 3 points in a row off his kickouts in the space of 2.5 minutes. From the same kind of play, Cavan didn't get the ball outside their own 45, Donegal 1-2-3. And that's the kind of periods of game where teams assert dominance and go on to win games. And that's what Donegal were good enough, using their experience and the quality they had throughout the field to be able to push on.
Coming into this game, Cavan, good performances against Armagh. They will take a lot out of the day. Okay, they've learned a lot. Look, they were playing against a Donegal side who just were not going to get beaten today. The movement from, I know you touched a little bit on it, Brendan, but the movement today was incredible to see the likes of Owen Van Gallagher popping up, maybe it was the first score, I think it was a second score. Then Stephen McMenamin making those runs. Paddy McGrath as well nearly got in for a goal in the first opening half. And that is the level that teams have got to. You have to be, suppose, is it fair to say, if you're a defender, you still have to nearly be a forward now in the modern game?
Yeah, well, you have to, but number one, you need to be able to defend. And Donegal, you know, they look at today conceding one, or what was it, 2-16 that they conceded in the end. You know, and that will be an element of concern, albeit the two of them goals came in the last few minutes when Donegal maybe took their foot off the gas, but also you will note that Neil McGee wasn't on the field for either of them two goals, you know, and Neil is the fulcrum of that defence. I don't think them two goals would have been conceded if Neil was still there. So listen, that's an area that they'll look at. But listen, going forward offensively, you know, to score 124 is a fantastic return any day. And the thing with Donegal is the threats all over the field. What teams are going to be coming up against when they feature Donegal? You know, you have to mark Michael Murphy, Patrick McBearty, Jamie Brennan, Kieran Thompson, all these players playing up front that can kick scores. And if you have that part of it boxed off, you then have the Owen Barnes and the Ryan McHughes coming from deep. And that's a problem for any team coming up against Donegal.
There's one man we didn't mention. His name is Declan Bonner. He's the manager of Donegal. He's a passionate Donegal man. It means so much to him. And, well, look, he's really, really reinvigorated the team this year. Not saying he didn't do it last year. He looked at the things that didn't work well and he readdressed them, bringing them in Rochford. Thankfully, a lot of people wanted to keep Carl within the camp as well. And thankfully, he stayed there as well, which was fantastic.
You have to give massive credit to the Donegal manager, to Declan, Stephen, Carl, Gary, all the backroom team, Andy McGovern. You know, you look at Paul Fisher down there, all these guys that have done great work with this team over the last number of years. And, you know, this team is developing nicely. There's so much talent there that if they keep growing the way they're growing, and this is, you know, you take Michael Murphy, Paddy McGrath, Neil McGee out of this team, it's a very young team. So it is your next age group of guys are Patrick McBrearty. What age is Patrick now? 25, 26. Ryan, you know, so there is so much potential in this Donegal team. Of course it's going to be massively key that Michael Murphy stays fit, because he is the man that drives, he's the leader of this team, and he is the one player you wouldn't want to lose. But there are so many options. They're developing all the time. The younger players are getting better. They're getting more confidence from the way they're playing at the moment. And it really is a joy to watch.
Yeah, as we look, as the Donegal players try and battle and get through the huge crowd here in Colonus. As we say, we're just waiting on them to go up to the stand. Michael Murphy to collect the Anglo-Celt for the 10th time in Donegal's history. And in the meantime, it's victory here for Donegal in Colonus. It is victory on a scoreline. Donegal 1 goal in 24, Cavan 2-16.